Dude, I read deeper into that book.
What happened?
It gets even funnier, dude.
The first century Jews are still wild?
Dude, well, they were crushed by the Romans. And, like, well, apparently there was this whole chapter on, like, magic, whether Jesus was, like, a magician or a healer. Apparently magicians were, like, chill. Or, no, healers were, like, that was pretty cool. If you're, like, an exorcist, or you could walk around and be, like, I exorcise demons and I'm a healer. And it wasn't really legal because you're challenging the temple. But it was still, people were stoked on you, and there's like a good economy for like healers and magicians and shit.
Yeah.
But being a magician versus a healer was just like considered rude. Like everyone believed in it. But like if you were to turn like a stick into a snake, people would be like, come on, man, fucking stop. Knock it off, right? We don't want this shit happening. Like,
yeah.
It didn't blow people's minds. You're like, he's a fucking magician, dude. And that was a big argument when like the lady touched Jesus' cloth in the temple. The one testament, whoever, Luke or whoever was John or whatever was the first one, says like, Jesus felt his powers getting drained, turned around and was like, who touched my cloth? And the lady was like, I did, and healed me. He's like, all right, let it be known, like walked away. And then they took that part out in the next thing about like his powers being drained. Because there was a whole thing about him being a magician. That was like a bad thing to be back then.
Magician?
Yeah.
Well, it still like, is. Magicians have never really been a hot fucking commodity.
That's true.
Anyone doing tricks around me, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, enough, dude. Get out of here.
I think the exact thing is carried on. I think back then, though, everyone reacted like black people to magic. Like if someone did a trick, shit, everyone just sprinted in circles. So it was like, holy fuck, dude, that stick just turned into a snake.
Well, imagine then when you were able to like grab a pebble and pop it out from behind a dude's ear, and they'd be like, oh my god, holy shit.
We gotta leave.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
There's pebbles in my ears. There was a guy dumb enough, I think I told this on the cast earlier, this guy was dumb enough that the factory I worked at, that I would throw glue chips into the back pocket of his work outfit.
Yeah.
And if one went in, I'd be like, hey, come here, I got a magic trick for you. And I'd hold up a glue chip and be like, now check your back pocket right now. And he'd reach in and be like, what? How the fuck did you do that? Yeah, so if someone's dumb, you can really fuck them up with some magic.
Yeah, man.
A bit of a magician now that I think about it.
Huh?
I'm a magic man.
You should learn some tricks, dude.
I'm a magic man.
You should learn some tricks and bust them out on stage, dude. You should just, in the middle of your thing, just pull one of those long cloths out of your sleeve.
Not even acknowledge it. Just keep pulling it out.
Dude, if you did some magic tricks and didn't talk about them, that'd be the funniest fucking thing. If you're just like, whoop, popped a rabbit up, fucking put it back, and you're like,
throw a rabbit off the stage. Yeah.